with Martin Bester.
Chances to win coming up with Emperor's Palace as well as onetheonly.co.za. But first, what's been happening? Kids are still writing exams, right?
Yes, they are.
That time of year.
Writing exams. They're writing life sciences paper 2 today.
Life sciences.
And engineering, graphics and design. I don't know that one. Paper 1, yeah.
Is life sciences biologie?
Yeah.
Yes. We must have established this one.
Yes.
And engineering.
Graphics and design. But that's just, drawing of things.
The modern version of Hope that.
Yeah.
Probably. I was going to say, I didn't go to a fancy school that had that.
It's not fancy.
It's the syllabus changed. I was one of the guinea pigs, and I do not appreciate that I was the guinea pig group.
It worked. It's still around.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit on this guinea pig version. Is there resentment?
There is. They chopped and changed things around throughout the year. They're like, oops, okay, never mind. Not that book anymore, but give it back quickly. Like we're halfway through the book.
Now, we all know that private schools can be expensive, right?
Yeah.
So what happens when you fall behind with the fees? This is a case that is now doing the rounds in South Africa. These kids are being withheld from writing exams. And also they can't get their report cards, obviously, then, because the single parent didn't pay their school fees. There are outstanding fees. They go to a private school in a suburb just outside of Joburg, and even their report cards are said withheld since the beginning of the year because they are that far behind. When I say they, it's a single parent case. It's a tough one, eh? Because private schools are businesses, and that is the arrangement or the agreement, I guess. You pay and then you get X amount. Otherwise, so people are now weighing in saying what are their legal rights. Unfortunately, I think you don't pay.
You can't do it.
It's a private school. But now people are also saying that it's at least the school should have consulted with a parent and given assistance to transfer the kid to a public school or to a school where they can afford.
Mm.
If you can't afford a private school, you can't be there. It's hard, but now the kid, you know.
It is.
Now the kids can't write exams.
I would understand the withholding of the report card, but not the don't let them write the exams, because now you're keeping the child back. But at least if they've written and then they make some kind of arrangement with the parents, you can pay it off. But the child has already done what needs to be done for that year. Because what now happens if she gets the money in Jan? Is he going to write exams when the school opens? Your final?
I would insist on withholding the report card, especially over December. Just keep the joy of Christmas going.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. You keep the report card. See who moans then.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Your morning family.
I'm waking up.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.